Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roy Smith. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Law scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball towards center. Butler catches it and throws to first to double up Kittle. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler bunts towards third. Smalley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Bernazard tags and moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. There goes Lozinski trying to get to third. Hall throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Lozinski for the out. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 2 in the game. Willard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vukovic moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vukovic scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Bernazard moves to third. Butler moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Butler scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Agosto covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-3 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dan Spillner now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lozinski moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lozinski scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.